Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the sheet of the Ramah Mipano, who explains the Gemara that says, Amar Ula kol akor kriyashim avlo tfilin kilometer sheker ba'atzmo, perush, that he's not even yotzei kriyashma if you reach shema without tfilin. Could to be made a desheker. Chayyab Aram B'Yochanan says, it's like he's bringing a toda b'lo mincha, zevach b'lo nesachim. We're calling Rabbi Yochanan yotzei yedei kriya, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's yotzei, because even though it's like bringing a karban without the mincha, or a zebach without the nesachim, even though he leaves out the other part, but nevertheless, you can still bring the nesachim 20 days later. So therefore, if you wear your tefillin later, you're cool by halacha Rabbi Yochanan. So he holds that according to Ula, you have to read the parasha again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you wear tefillin afterwards, you don't have to read Kriya Shema again with tefillin. That's the shita of the Ramah Mipano, Shlomo Kluger, in the Tshuvis Halef Lecha Shlomo, in Simon Shin Nun Dalid, writes to Shiny Vishiny, Nesachim Elu Inyan Bifnei Atzma Vein Alav Chiyuv Lahavi Nesachim Rak Shikiv Ola Oskos Manchu Mevi Nesachim Shachim La Ola Bal Tfilin Abichov Kol Ayom Rakata Betlu Dem Biyadenu Lashama Karoiv Al Menatar Abichov Kol Ayom Oskol Shal Shalovis Yishlom Rabbi Shvil Chovis Shaitahu Vein Raya Dishaych Lekriyashma Shalafanav Lekach Lo Mahani Lutashlom Dekriyashma Babe Kari Kriyashma Belo Tfilin Klal Lu Tfilin Klal. So he says you can't compare the two, because these nesachim are an independent matter. There's no obligation to bring nesachim at all. Only when you are makriv in ola, then as long as you bring nesachim, they're shayach to the ola. But tefillin is a chov all day long. Just now, they were mevatel the chov toward tefillin all day because we can't properly guard them. But min haTorah it's a chov kol hayom. So whenever you wear tefillin, we can say that you're wearing it for the chova of now. It's not that you're connecting it to what was before. Vein raya d'shaych to the kriyashma shelofana. There's no raya that it's shaych to the kriyashma that preceded it. So it's no good. You can't just put on, according to Reb Shlomo Kluger, you can't just put on tefillin afterwards and say this tefillin is shaykh to the earlier kriyashma, just like the nesachim are shaykh to the earlier zebach. No, nesachim is shaykh. There's no nesachim without a zebach, without an ola. But there's tefillin without shema. Tefillin is a chiyuv all day. So memela, you have to read to wear tefillin and read shema together with the tefillin. However, this is going to be talui in the machlokas achronim. Is mitzvah tefillin all day, or is it just once a day? That's like a huge discussion in the Achronim, which I hope you're familiar with. Is tefillin a chiyuv all day long, or just once a day? Ayein b'divrei Mishneh Berurah and Hisbir Halacha and Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Beis Divrei Matzil Mitzvasa, and in the Ritva, in his Chedushim to Maseches Shabbos, in the Mosada Rav Kook edition, which some people like to call Hachadoshim, Mem Tes Samar Aleph, he writes, Tal mitzis tefillin b'chiyuv Torah, Enero ala b'shash makabel avol machus shamayim, L'niach kol hayom u'midas chsidus. So he says that you only have to wear tefillin when you're makabel avol machus shamayim, but to wear it all day is just a midas chsidus, not an obligation. So now according to the Ritva, so we go back to the Chiddush of the Ramah Mipano, that if you wear your tefillin afterwards, you're metakein that you read Kriya Shema earlier, and this Hanachas Tefillin relates to the earlier Kriya Shema, just like your Nesachim relates to the earlier Zevach. And the actual Chiyuv of Tefillin, you can't say you're wearing it for now, because wearing it for now is only mitzvah chassid, it's not a chiyuv maker at din. Now the Mechaber in Siman Lamedal Sif Beis writes, Shemein Yochel Anich, if you can't wear tefillin to Rashi, v'Rabbeinu Tam, Tzizamin Biyachad, first you should put on tefillin of Rashi, b'shas kriyash man tefillin. After tefillah, you should wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, and read the first and second parashias of Shema's Makor is in the Tshuvis HaMaril and Kuf Lamed Zayin, who writes that in order that you're not made to sheker ba'atzmo, you should also read Shema with the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to the Ramah Mipano, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you wore tefillin afterwards, your yotzei de chovas kriya shema, it is still a proper shema because the tefillin that you're wearing now is mitzdarif to the earlier shema. Lefizem imanafshach, there's no reason to read shema with tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Because if Rashi is correct, Rashi tefillin are correct, so you already read Kriya Shema with tefillin. And if Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are correct, since you already read Shema, and now you're wearing tefillin, you're also Yotze. Because according to the Ramah Mipano, it's a win-win. If Rashi is the right tefillin, so when you read Shema with Rashi, you're totally cool. And if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, so you're allowed to wear tefillin after Shema also, and it's mitzdarif to the Shema you read earlier. However, we're not going to follow this, because the Rambam Paskins like the reason of Ula, like we mentioned in the previous shiur. And therefore, Ula holds that that you're made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmo. So you have to make sure to read Shema. If you read Shema without tefillin, it's made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmo, you can't do it afterwards. No good doing it afterwards. So Mimela, you have to make sure, together with your tefillin, to read Shema. So when you put on your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you have to read Shema. And in Simon Chaf Hey, Sifdalo, the Machaber copies that Lachi doesn't mention Ula. But nevertheless, if we're going to be Machmir and wear a tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, you should really read your Shema with your tefillin. So it comes out that we can learn a Chiddush Din, that since we're Noeg Lahachmir to read Shema, the Chatchila, Bizmana Rishon, the Hainu Zmana Magen Avraham, many people are machmir like that. Many people are also not machmir like that. But many people are machmir to read Shema, Zman Rabbeinu Tam. And if we want to be Yotzei Yedei Chovas Kulam, you should read Shema with tefillin, because the Rambam Paskins like Ula, and according to Ula, it doesn't help to wear tefillin afterwards. So why aren't people medaktik like that? Why aren't people medaktik to read Shema with tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Magen Avram. With tefillin, Bizman Magen Avram. People just read Shema, but not with tefillin. But it doesn't seem to be such a glad thing to do. So, in the next shiur, we, please God, are going to present a number of Sfeikas Lahalacha, very interesting Sfeikas Lahalacha, and we are going to see, please God, Niflos Mitoiras Hashem. And I thank you for listening to this shiur, and I invite all of my sweetest friends to come and listen to the next one as well. Bli Neder Bezrat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.